Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. The Israeli United Arab Emirates peace accord may bring about a new Arab Spring. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We were talking about the UAE-Israel deal, and it may be the start of a real Arab Spring. We remember the Arab Spring a couple of years ago, which ultimately ended up in destruction, the removal of political leaders from their positions of authority. But this United Arab Emirates-Israeli deal may start a new Arab Spring. That sounds like a positive, doesn't it?
Well, Jimmy, yes, it would be a very positive thing if it actually happens. It's a bit early yet to know, but what we are definitely seeing is a increasingly open and frank divide all across the Middle East, not just in the Arab world, but in Turkey and Iran as well. And you're having a new alliance begin to emerge, where Israel has a growing relationship, not just with the United Arab Emirates, and that's a landmark agreement, by the way, but with Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Oman as well. And these are countries that have all applauded the new peace agreement between the UAE and Israel. And I think as this grows, you're going to see people on the ground in the Middle East demanding that their leaders reject the kind of rejectionism that they had practiced for generations in the past. You could see this even in the Palestinian areas. That would be a revolution in itself. But as I say, the region is splitting into a camp that is working with Israel, that is pro-Western, that is working with the United States, and this really pro-Ottoman, neo-Ottoman empire led by Erdogan. Erdogan has been one of those who has vigorously rejected the peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He said it's unacceptable. He said it's spitting in the face of the Palestinian people. He wonders publicly, you know, this is in the past, but he said, you know, is Israel or Hitler more barbarous? Nobody knows. And Persian imperialism sweeping through the region. So those two camps, I think, are very important. A peace camp, if you wish, and a camp of war.
Ken Timmerman on how the new Israeli-UAE peace accord in the Middle East may bring about a new Arab Spring. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The recent surprise announcement of the Israeli-UAE peace accord caught everybody off guard. There are those who oppose this peace accord, like Iran, Turkey, and the Palestinians. However, most of the Arab world are open to normalizing relations with the Jewish state, at least for now. However, Psalm 83 and verse 4 reveals that the Arabs will, in the future, rise up to wipe Israel off the earth. And that is an absolute. It's also my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...